News time now, 7:29, another check of triple team traffic on this Thursday morning. And what are you seeing, Andy Farnsworth?
Well, I'm seeing slowdowns on northbound I-15, couple of spots. We've got our usual delay going between Bluffdale and Sandy. And then, for a second day in a row, we've got problems on northbound I-15 in South Sully. From 45th to 33rd South, be ready to tap the brakes a bit more. 215 South End, you've got slowing, of course, going into the construction around 20th East. And Bangor Highway having some trouble between West Jordan and Taylorsville. Eric Butler.
On northbound I-15 in Utah County, you've got your usual slowing these days. Just past 2100 North, it gets back up to speed once you get up to SR-92. Redwood Road also slow, approaching 2100 North in the city streets. Provo and Orem looking pretty good right now. Heather?
Well, we've got big problems southbound I-15 if you're coming out of Farmington. A crash just before Parish Lane in Centerville had been blocking two left-hand lanes. That's the HOV lane, the fast lane, and both shoulders. UHP stopped all lanes of traffic to get the cars moved over to the right side of the freeway, but it's caused stop traffic backed up almost to the US 89 split. Once you get past there, you're going to have a few more brake lights from Warm Springs Road to 600 North. Is the IRS harassing you? Are tax problems ruining your life? Let Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox help. Visit taxhelput.com. That's taxhelput.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.